We're delighted to welcome you back here. And of course, I want to send my special greetings to those who served in the Reagan cabinet, to the Reagan family. And it's a pleasure to welcome all of you back here to the White House. Being president has its privileges. And this morning, I have the privilege to present America's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Distinction, to my predecessor, the 40th President of the United States. And today we honor the American life of an American original. We all remember the movie in which he once said, "Win one for the Gipper." Well, as president, Ronald Reagan helped win one for freedom, both at home and abroad. And I consider him my friend and mentor, and so he is. And he's also a true American hero. Just think of the whistle stops that ring unsummoned, like a postcard from the past. Dixon, Tampico, Eureka College, WHO Radio in Des Moines. Always, Ronald Reagan embodied the heart of the American people. And once he described it as hopeful, big-hearted, idealistic, daring, decent, and fair. Ronald Reagan didn't just make the world believe in America, he made Americans believe in themselves. And I remember Inauguration Day in 1981 and how the clouds, maybe you remember it, of a gloomy morning gave way as he began his speech. He turned that winter of discontent into a springtime of possibility. And President Reagan believed in the American people. So he helped the private sector create 19 million new jobs. He knew that government was too big and spent too much. And so he lowered taxes and spending, cut red tape, and began a peacetime boom the longest in American history. Some men reflect their times. Ronald Reagan changed his times. And nowhere was that more true than abroad, where he championed the Holy Grail of liberty. Mr. President, you helped make ours not only a safer, but far better world in which to live. And you yourself said it back best. In fact, you saw it coming. We recall your stirring words to the British Parliament. Here were the words: "The march of freedom and democracy will leave Marxist-Leninism on the ash heap of history." Few people believed more in liberty's inevitable triumph than Ronald Reagan. None was more a prophet in his time. Ronald Reagan rebuilt our military. Not only that, he restored its morale. And when I became president, President Reagan passed on to me the most dedicated and best equipped fighting force that the world has ever seen. He signed also the INF Treaty, the first agreement to eliminate a whole category of nuclear weapons. And it was a treaty that laid the foundation then for START 1 and the historic START 2 agreement that President Yeltsin and I signed 2 weeks ago. Ronald Reagan sought a world where nations could talk, not die, over differences, in a world of prosperity, peaceful competition, and freedom without war. And he helped achieve it. Helped end the Cold War. When Ronald Reagan's favorite president died in 1945, the New York Times wrote, "Men will thank God on their knees 100 years from now that Franklin D. Roosevelt was in the White House." Well, Mr. President, it will not take 100 years. Millions thank God today that you were in the White House. You loved America, blessed America, and with your leadership certainly helped make America that shining city on a hill. All this explains why today Ronald Reagan becomes only the third president to receive the Medal of Freedom, the first to receive it in his own lifetime. He's a man whose life embodies freedom, who nurtured freedom as few presidents ever have. And so now, Mr. President, let me invite you, sir, to join me as Major Whistler reads the citation for the Medal of Freedom. Please come up.
I'll put this on after he reads the citation. After the medal.
The President of the United States of America awards this Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan symbolizes all that is best in America. His is the story of a lifetime committed to individual freedom and liberty. As president, he ennobled the American spirit of hope and optimism, faith and family. At home, he championed free enterprise over big government and presided over the longest peacetime economic boom in our nation's history. Around the world, he burnished America's lamp of liberty so that those living in tyranny might secure freedom against the darkness. His steadfast belief in peace through strength consigned imperial communism to the ash heap of history. Ronald Reagan's courage and convictions changed America and helped America change the world. America honors a man who has brought her great honor, the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan.
I gotta do this. I gotta do this without kissing you.
Thank you. Mr. President, Barbara, thank you so much for your kindness in recognizing me in this way. From time to time, I have been called the great communicator, but I'll tell you, it's no easy thing to communicate what I feel right now. Receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom is a great honor at any time. But it's especially meaningful for me to receive it from a friend and in the presence of people who have meant so much to Nancy and me over the years. Each occupant of the office of president leaves his personal stamp upon both the institution and the nation that he has sworn to serve. Over the years, Americans have witnessed an incredible example of service to our nation. George, I join your countrymen in conveying our deepest thanks for all you have done for America. Barbara, you will long be remembered for your dedicated efforts to give all Americans the gift of literacy. 12 years ago, the American people gave me the honor of a lifetime in allowing me to serve as their president. When we came to Washington on that bright sunny day, we shared a dream for America. Back then, the reach of big government had become intolerable. It was a time of rampant inflation and crushing interest rates when hope was scarce. It was a time when cold, ugly walls divided nations and human rights were trampled in the name of corrupt ideologies. It was a time when a nuclear arms race was spiraling out of control and a blinding distrust stood between East and West. We believe that for the future of America and the free world, this could not stand. And together, we insisted that this great nation must once again behave as such. We saw an America where most people still believed in the power of a better tomorrow. Together, we got the government off the backs of the American people. We created millions of new jobs and showed a watching world the power of free enterprise. America shined brightly as a beacon of hope to oppressed peoples everywhere. And we welcome so many of them to our shores to breathe the air of liberty. Together, we did make a better future. We rebuilt our national defenses because we knew that our adversaries respected strength and exploited weakness. And by standing firm and asserting our principles, we were able to reach the first treaty ever to eliminate nuclear weapons from the face of the earth. We have every reason to be proud of what we accomplished together. But I've never forgotten that it's not the acts of any one man that can change the direction of a country. It's ordinary men and women across the land performing extraordinary deeds that make America unique in the world. And so it seems fitting on this occasion to express my heartfelt appreciation to the people of this great nation. As I reflect on my life, I recall the fact that I'm a simple man from modest beginnings. The Reagans of Illinois had little in material terms, that's for sure, but we were emotionally healthy beyond imagination. For we were Americans, young people in a young land with the best days ahead. We admired the pioneering spirit of this hopeful land, where everyone has a chance to push out the boundaries of life. America's been very kind to me in my long and fulfilling life. What better time and place to thank this great country for its blessings on me than here today in America's house. This year marks the 200th anniversary of the laying of the cornerstone of the White House. By the way, my back is still killing me. But seriously, though, I cannot begin to tell you the emotions that flood back to Nancy and me as we return to the White House today. It will always be America's house, but for 8 years, it was home to us. Many of you were sworn into office in this very room 12 years ago, and it was here that two cold warriors came together, not in hostility, but in friendship, to sign the INF Treaty. I can assure you that Nancy and I have been reviving many memories today. In fact, 4 years ago in this room, Nancy, with tears in her eyes, and I with a lump in my throat, said goodbye to all of you. But although we may be a bit sentimental today, my point is a serious one. History comes and goes, but principles endure and inspire future generations to defend liberty, not as a gift from government, but a blessing from our Creator. Here, the lamp of individual conscience burns bright. By that light, I know we will all be guided to that dreamed-of day when no one wields a sword and no one drags a chain. Like a runner nearing the end of this course, I will hand off the baton to all those who share my hopes for the future and my reverence for this blessed country. Some may try and tell us that this is the end of an era, But what they overlook is that in America, every day is a new beginning. And every sunset is merely the latest milestone for a voyage that never ends. For this is the land that has never become, but is always in the act of becoming. Emerson was right. America is the land of tomorrow. Our work is not yet done. A great cause remains, because the task of the peacemaker is never complete. Although we've certainly fought our share of battles, my fondest hope is that our nation's days will continue to be great, not on the battlefield, but in the science labs and the operating rooms, performing arts halls, and wherever empires of the mind can be assembled, and that we will collectively make our contribution to the age-old battle for individual freedom, and with the belief that America's best days are yet to come. Thank you very much, Mr. President. May God bless each man and woman that may occupy this great house. And may God bless the United States of America.